From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Burkina Faso government officials say the siege of an upscale hotel in the capital by suspected Islamist militants is over, leaving at least 23 people from 18 countries dead. Authorities said Saturday 126 hostages were rescued in the security operation at the Splendid Hotel, and at least 30 of the rescued hostages were wounded. Officials say three jihadists were also killed in the operation at the hotel. A fourth was found and killed later in a nearby hotel. Officials say two of the four jihadists were women. One witness said the attackers moved about the hotel, shooting anyone in sight. Yannick Sawadogo is the witness. He said, "We heard them speaking. They were walking through people around us, and they were shooting people who were still alive. When they left, they set fire to the place. The smoke started to suffocate me and other survivors. We started to move towards the door. Then I realized that I saw no one outside. I got out through a broken window." Site Intelligence Group, which monitors jihadist activity, said the local al-Qaeda affiliate known as AQIM claimed responsibility for the attack. Taiwan's ruling Nationalist Party, KMT, has conceded defeat in a presidential election held Saturday that's set to bring historic changes to one of Asia's most vibrant democracies. In a speech hours after voting ended, KMT candidate Eric Chu apologized for failure and congratulated his opponent, Tsai Ing-wen of the opposition Democratic Progressive Party. Tsai will become the island's first female president, taking over for President Ma Ying-jeou. VOA News. Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif says international sanctions on Iran will be lifted Saturday when the International Atomic Energy Agency issues its final report on Tehran's nuclear program.
Well, according to JCPOA, immediately after the release of the report by the IAEA verifying Iran's implementation, we have the implementation day. So we expect to have the implementation day today.
Zarif spoke to Iranian media in Vienna, where he's meeting with the European Union High Representative on implementation of the Iranian nuclear deal. A final declaration by the UN Atomic Agency has yet to be announced. Later Saturday, Zarif and the EU representative will meet with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. The three are expected to make a joint statement. North Korea is promising to stop conducting nuclear tests in exchange for a peace treaty with the United States and an end to joint military exercises between Washington and Seoul. The proposal, broadcast on North Korea's state media late Friday, is similar to previous offers rejected by the U.S. and South Korea. The newsreader said still valid are all proposals for preserving peace and stability on the peninsula and in Northeast Asia, including the ones for ceasing our nuclear test and the conclusion of a peace treaty in return for a U.S. halt to joint military exercises. A U.S. Defense Department spokesman says the U.S. will continue to make sure the alliance is ready in all respects to act in defense of the South Korean people and the security of the peninsula. North Korea last week conducted its fourth nuclear test, prompting near universal condemnation and further raising tensions on the Korean Peninsula. U.S. military rescuers are searching for 12 missing Marines off the coast of Hawaii. They were aboard two military helicopters that collided off the north coast of Oahu during a training mission Thursday night. Rescuers are having to deal with rough water conditions and poor visibility, which forecasters expect to last for the next several days. Authorities have identified a debris field, but none of the crew has been found. Our top news story again, Burkina Faso government officials say the siege of an upscale hotel in the capital by suspected Islamist militants is over, and that siege has left at least 23 people from 18 countries dead. Please look at our website at voanews.com. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.